Eyes of the Beholder. Many people talk of a new age, yet what does this mean? All over the world, people seem to be waking up, so to speak, to the need to have greater respect for all life. There is a definite acceleration in coincidences, and I have experienced many of these things myself. But what is truth to one may not be to another. Many who listen to the information will have experienced synchronicity. How many others have undergone what may be termed psychic experiences? I have previously recounted one such happening in my own life. There have been many, and it would seem they are becoming more regular. In 1996, I attended a wedding in Turkey. On the way home, I was drawn to examine the cloud formations from the aeroplane's window. What I saw was not only dramatic, but wonderful. I must stress at this point that I was not under the influence of any narcotic. As I gazed from the window, I not only saw shapes right out of Greek mythology, but a ruined city. Many of its columns were still standing, and it was guarded by creatures the like of which I have only seen in paintings or storybooks. At the time, I had been, and still am, reading books of great diversity. I was just completing the Celestine Prophecy when this occurrence took place. I have since read, amongst others, its sequels, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior and The Alchemist. The latest book I have read is The Only Planet of Choice. That is nothing short of sensational, in my opinion. It is clear to me that we are being observed very closely by life forms not limited by a human body with its often narrow-minded view. Our way of treating this planet and that which inhabits it is causing universal problems, so much so that we are being warned not only to what may be termed natural events, weather changes, volcanic activity, etc., the other life in this universe, affected by our behaviour, is now contacting individuals to try to alert us all to our own personal responsibility. For some reason, the number 9 is very significant in their communications. This number is cropping up more and more in my own personal life, and I would very much like to know if there are others having the same kind of experience. Glyn Cork. We consulted an ancient dusty tome for more information, a 1969 copy of The Devil Rides Out by Dennis Wheatley. 888 is the number given to Our Lord by students of occultism in his aspect of the Redeemer. Add them together and you get 24. 2 plus 4 equals 6, which is the number of Venus, the representative of love, the complete opposite of 666, which revelations give as the number of the beast. The three sixes add to 18, and 1 plus 8 equals 9, the symbol of Mars. According to numerology and Wheatley, this can make one a great leader and fighter, but in its pure state represents destruction, force, and war.